friends, welcome to Chasing K-Dramas, the podcast that dissects popular Korean dramas episode by episode. We dive into the characters, themes, and everything in between. I'm Dulce Sloan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Chrissy Choi.
What's happening, Ani?
Nothing much. I'm glad we talked about K-pop drama hunters. We did that.
Right? K-pop demon hunter.
K-pop drama hunters? K-pop drama hunters.
That would be a good show.
K-pop demon hunters.
Listen, I used to make that mistake. You remember that show? So there was this comedy show on Comedy Central called Adam Devine's House Party.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was a while. Not that long ago, but like 10 years ago?
I kept calling it Adam Levine's Dance Party.
Very different
and person. I cannot fucking tell you why, because I would ask my manager, I'm like, hey, is there any way I can, because I was on Comedy Central, I was on Daily Show at the time, and I was like, is there any way that I can get on Adam Levine's Dance Party? He was like, is this like a remake of American Bandstand? He's like, what? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, what are you talking about? And so anytime I would mention the show, I would call it Adam Levine's Dance Party, to the point my manager was like, it's booked. Like, I could not tell you why I kept saying that name wrong. Can't so tell you funny. Why
No, but it's just so interesting because I wanted to say we also finished Squid Game 3. Mm. I only watched, I don't know, Squid Game for me is like, I just have to be in a mood to watch it.
It sounds very intense.
It's very intense. Thomas loves it. It's so like he watched
it's a TV show, not a movie, right?
It's a TV show. I don't think you would really like it. I don't think it's your vibe.
No. Listen, Parasite was like a bridge too far for me.
Okay, so if you did not like Parasite, you're going to really, you won't be able to handle it.
I appreciated Parasite, but I also was like, I didn't need a lot of the things that happened in this movie. But I understand why I got the response that it got, because it's very well made. The acting is amazing. But I was like,
You know, in a weird way too, I feel like Parasite, yes, it's a very extreme view of what happens, what's happening in Korean society, but I think it's a little bit more realistic than a lot of the stuff we talk about. Just kind of sad.
Of course, because TV's not realistic. That's literally not what TV is for.
So we're here to talk about episode 6.
Crack, crack, crack.
Marry My Husband.
Try. Crack, crack.
Cluck, cluck, cluck.
No. Brack, brack, brack. Can you not? You can't roll your R's?
I can't roll my R's. I can't. Yeah.
No.
I can't whistle and I can't roll my R's. It's really hard for me. No, I can't whistle.
But I'm not whistling with my lips. I'm whistling with my tongue.
I can't do it. I can't.
Mrs. Thomas, can you roll R? What?
Yeah. I can't. I literally cannot. You know, in Spanish class, I used to be like, I can't. I can't.
Tres. I can't. So apparently Chrissy can't go prack, 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 which is sad when you think about it.
So our key moments that we're going to be talking about. Mm. So Soomin starts seducing Minhwan. And of course, the idiot man falls for it.
Because he's jealous of Jihook.
He's thinking with the peen.
He's insecure.
He's thinking with the peen.
Men always cheat when they're insecure.
Yes, 100%. Yes, yes. Jihook teaches Jiwon how to fight judo. But then she uses those learnings into office politics as well.
Which is, honestly, we're proud of her.
We're so proud of her. Jiwon gets her meal kit revenge in probably one of the smartest ways possible. I've never seen anyone do something like this in a drama. Like, it's highly strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Super smart.
Which is why she needed Darcy and them to be like, you're smart.
Yeah.
He was smart.
He was kind.
You is capable, because I feel like if he didn't, I feel like it's like between the homegirls at work and Jihook and all, and now she has all this encouragement. Mm-hmm. And also when, what is it? Hyun, how do you say your place?
Hyun.
When Hyun tells Soomin, what would she have had more friends if you weren't coming to visit her? Basically telling Soomin, she didn't need you.
Yeah.
You were just hemming her up.
Just, ugh.
So I think she's able to do this because now she has good encouragement. Now she has good people around her.
She has a support system.
She has a support system.
Exactly.
But before, her support system was literally trying to drill her into her grave.
Exactly. And then finally, our couple learns there's a huge secret that is revealed. And it's done through such a cute freaking way.
Honestly.
And when this part came, I screamed.
Listen.
Did I watch this section like 10 times? I did. Oh, it made me so happy. It's such a clever way. This drama is very clever.
I know the song Dynamite. Well, it was written by an engineer, so I hope so. Because this is well put together. But I was wondering how were they going to find out.
Yeah.
That the other one is from the future.
So creative.
And
oh my God.
It is. I never saw this reveal coming.
I know.
I was like, was it going to be some type of slip up? Was someone going to say something like, hey, Obama? Like, it was going to, but Obama already happened.
Obama
would have been president. Yeah. So it would have had to been like, oh, flip flop. Like something. There had to be a slip up.
And to use BTS to ride on the BTS wave. So freaking clever.
Genius.
It's so good. So, yes. Okay. So we open up the open scene. The opening scene is Jihyuk passing out on Jiwon. Because
you think he's leaning in to kiss her, but then he loses consciousness.
And he's like slumped over.
Also, let's celebrate the fact that I said that word.
What word?
Consciousness. It's hard for me.
Consciousness.
See?
Consciousness.
Yes.
Consciousness. Say it quickly. Consciousness.
Consciousness. Yeah. I said it right. But sometimes, she trips me up. But no. I don't know why. Maybe it's
get it. Happens to me all the time. It's also late, so, you know.
Right.
So she rushes him to the hospital. Rushes him to the hospital, right? And then they find out that he is severely stressed.
Yes.
He is lacking sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He's not eating, and he's just drinking heavily.
And basically his brain powered down like a laptop.
Yeah, I loved how the doctor was just kind of like, your brain just gave up.
But my question is, why?
Why would your brain shut down?
No, why is he doing all of this?
Because he's like emo, because he needs to save Jiwon. He's sitting there like...
But Jiwon's going to sleep and Jiwon's going through more shit than him.
Jiwon's fine. I know.
Jiwon's going to sleep. Everybody's going to sleep. There is no reason he should be sitting up. If he's gone back in time to get another opportunity,
I know.
He should be going to bed and going to sleep and waking up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Because if a Korean drama will tell you anything,
yeah,
it's to make sure that you eat
mm-hmm.
and make sure that you drink water. There's always somebody being like, did you eat?
I think for him, he's just stressed. He knows that Minwon is there terrorizing her. He knows that Soomin is terrorizing her. Mm-hmm. Then you also have like Eunho. He decided to like connect her with her first love. So that's not great. So he's like, oh my God. He likes her so much and he wants to like help her. And he's
when you like somebody, it makes you get stupefied.
I know. But the fact like he passes out. But this is crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Because he remembers right before he passed out. He wakes up and he remembers that she said that she had stomach issues. Mm-hmm. So he freaks out because he's thinking, oh no. Because
he also remembered, she had the stomach cancer, which is why she was in chemo, which is how she got murdered.
Exactly. So he's like, oh my God, what do you mean? Like, actually, she needs to get checked out. She has a stomach issue.
And she's like, it's gastritis. I'm fine. He's like, no, are you sure? She's like, I got a CT scan. And it's like, the doctor was like, why'd you get a CT scan? And she's like,
Yeah. And then Chiyuk's just like, I don't understand what's happening.
But it's like, it's a back and forth. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you're all right. I'm fine. Are you all right? I'm fine. So it's like this kind of tension with like it's care and all of that. Mm-hmm. And Jihyuk, he's, concerned.
And the doctor's like, just to be fair, why don't you guys both get checked
Everybody
out?
Get tested. Do they have national health care in Korea?
Yeah.
Oh.
Health care is. My mom and dad, my dad goes back because my dad's a dual citizen. A lot of Korean American folks go back to Korea for health care. Isn't that crazy?
It's the way that people in California go to Mexico to get the teeth.
Yeah. So like my friends went to Korea last year and they scheduled all of their
on TikTok.
Yeah.
Who
medical checkups, not checking out medical checkups. Yes.
Who went to Korea. Yeah. It was a black girl. So she doesn't have dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone she could do have. It. Yeah.
But
like I don't have dual citizenship. I could do it though.
But she went and she's like, she's like, it's like $1,200.
Yeah.
And she said, I got everything
done.
Checked.
Yeah. Everything done. So you get your body checked. You can do a little face tune up if you want. You could get your hair done. You could do all of it.
I wonder if I can get my hair done.
I can get my hair done.
You can definitely get your hair done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and them head spa ladies, it's like I'm fine. Thank you for the wash. You do not please the ma'am. I'm okay.
I know they're like, can we style? And you're like, just
can you braid? Because if you can put some deep conditioning, it's like, well, we're gonna put this, ma'am. Just put the camera on my scalp so I know. Have you gotten a head spa? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a blessing. But anyway, so there's this tension back and forth.
Yep.
Soomin.
Oh my God. So Soomin and Minwon, right? So Soomin finds Minwon, and this is right after.
But he called her.
The Chi-Hulk situation, mm-hmm. right?
So he got his ass kicked.
He calls her.
Mm-hmm.
So then she gets ready. She puts on makeup. She like lowers her blouse, unbuttons mm-hmm. a couple things, gets in a cab, and does this whole fucking thing. She's only feet
from him.
Yeah. So she's like, "Cabby, go drive right by him." And he's like, "What?" She's like, "Just pull up."
My question is, why does she do this cab thing?
I don't know. Because she wants to seem like she just appeared out of nowhere.
But he told her where she was. But he told her where he was.
I don't think he did. I think he just called her.
And then she just went looking for him.
Maybe.
I didn't understand the cab part.
Okay. So, anyways, she pulls
up. Did you understand the cab part?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Listen, we're going to just suspend her or whatever.
But it's a way for, you know what? It was a way for, I guess, for her to like get ready and just be like, oh, I found you, as opposed to, I found you.
Yeah, because she was like f***ing spying on everyone. Mm,
outside in a heel doing too much.
So this part, and then it like skips, it like jumps to like a dark alleyway.
In front of a closed restaurant?
And he's like pushing her up against the wall.
Yes.
About to plant one on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's all like coy. She's like, oppa, 안 돼. 지원이 어떡해? Like, what about 지원이? I can't do this. I'm just like, ugh.
But I do love where it's that voiceover where it's just like, you're not going to get it that easy.
What voiceover?
There's a voiceover where she has like, you're not going to get it this easy. Because he was trying to kiss her up against this, like, there's this moment where she's just like, you're kind of like in her head for a second. Maybe, I don't know if it's this like the American, the English translation I was watching with my mom. But she has this moment where she's like, you're not going to get it this easy. Because remember, like, she wants her to kiss him.
Oh, yes. It could be. She's like, oh, it's too easy. And then she plops down on the ground. She yes. starts crying. Mm-hmm. And she's like, my poor Chiwani. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave. I'll just leave and die instead of hurting her. Like, she's just, like, whining. She's making him feel bad. Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. It is just kind of like.
And then he gives her a hug.
And oh, yeah. So she's, and he, like, comforts her.
Yes. And she's, like, smiling in the midst of this hug.
And then the sexy music is playing in the background. That sexy music cracks me up every time.
Fucking sexy.
They're playing it. And then he decides to take her home. So they're in a cab.
Mm-hmm.
But in the cab, she's acting all, like, she's not seducing him, but she knows what she's doing. And he's
like, just see, because like she's
a little skirt,
holding on to her skirt. And then he has to cross his legs. I can say.
He is just sweating bullets, you know?
As a woman who's made a man cross his legs, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to know that you got some man worked up in public. Oh, what a time to be alive. What?
It's so funny.
Honey, you've done this.
Never done
yes,
that.
You have.
No, man has not. Anyways, okay.
You're telling me you ain't had some man worked up in public where he had to be like, mm-mm.
No, I'm not going to work a man up in public.
Sometimes you don't have to public. Do anything but just exist.
Oh, my God. Okay. Araso.
Honey, don't do me like that. I'm not a harlot. Girl, okay. I'm not a Jezebel.
A Jezebel.
Yes.
Okay. So this part just, okay, so he gets out. They get to her house, right?
Uh-huh.
He follows her, and she's just like, he's following me.
Oh, okay. He got out the cab with me.
Mm-hmm. And then she goes up to her little gate,
mm.
and it looks like she's about to let him in, but then she, like, slams it shut.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, I will see you later, right? Or she's, like, said something like, yeah. She's just like, no, we can't, you know? We can't do this.
But then she comes, she closes the gate.
Yeah.
Pops back out the gate, yeah. and then goes back, closes it, and goes, good night. And it's like, you know what, bitch?
But she says to him, no, so she says, I'm just going to be, she's like, I want to do this, but I know we can't.
Mm-hmm.
And then she pops back out. She's like, I'm going to be honest, though. Tonight, I'm just going to be honest with myself. She runs up to him. She gives him the peck on the cheek.
Mm.
She kisses him, and then she runs back in. And he's just like,
good night. Listen, the peck on the cheek, his brain's short circuits. Honestly, as seductions go. Mm-hmm. Pretty smart.
She's good.
Because you have to, because what's the thing? You can't be too available.
She knows. It's biltang. Biltang is push-pull.
Yeah.
Biltang. She is, biltang. She's good. Biltang. She is a f***ing yo. She's a queen fox. She's so f***ing clever.
Sometimes I wish that.
I wish I had that. I want to be able to be like, like push and pull.
It just depends on the man.
I just.
Because here's the thing. For you to do a push and a pull, you've got to have the push. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you have to know this man's like, because if the man's just like, ah, you're like, hey, wait. Because sometimes it's a retreat. And you're like, sir.
Well, that's the thing. So I think men need to be a little bit foxy as well. You know what I mean? So they got to be a little cunning too.
Right. So sometimes
they can't just be like, I love you, like a Unho, right?
Right.
Unho is too like, I'll give you wine. I want to see you. I'm not trying to be too forward. And then, you know, wants just kind of like.
I'd rather have Unho.
No, I would. I want Darcy Neem.
I want
Nainu.
Listen, I want Unho and Jihok. That's what I want. So I want all the care and the affection, but I also want the excitedness and like that, because he's happy to see her. Because every time he sees her, his eyes light up. Jihok is too busy being like it's like Angel from Buffy versus Spike, right? So Angel was so busy being like that's why Angelus is like, thank God, right? He might have lost his soul, but at least he's more interesting. So it's like he's like. Jihok is like kind of like sulking and da da da. He's like, well, I really like you. And Unho's like, I like you. Like, I want, because you're not guessing either way. Yeah. But one's like excited. And like, so a combination of this two. We need no Minhwan. Burn him in a fire.
Minhwan is get the fuck out.
But like trash boyfriend. But like the two, a combo of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love. Tell me in front of a river of people that you like me. But also coordinate and manipulate things to where I will always be okay. That's what I need. I need.
Okay, so we need a combination.
Yes, that's what we want. That's exactly what we want.
So we go back to the hotel. We go back to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And Chiyok is basically.
This, I feel like he should have still been
in the hospital.
In the hospital.
No,
he passed out.
Yeah, they get discharged immediately. So
this is American hospital.
He wants to drop her off and she's like, no.
Because he's gonna park near here.
Yeah. So he's just kind of like, okay, well, I'm not gonna do that. And he tells her again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is probably one of the best K drama confessions like ever.
Mm.
I loved it so much. He goes, quote, I like you. I won't pressure you. Just say no if you don't feel the same way, but take some time to think about it. He's respectful. Mm-hmm. He's sincere. Mm-hmm. He's vulnerable. And he also says, he's like, you know, I'm a good person.
Which usually when a man tells you he's a good guy, you should run.
But here he's being like honest. Like he's being real. He's like, you know,
I am a good person.
And she's like, okay. And he's like, you can trust me. You know, you can trust me. Also, he tells her that Minhwan needs to do a better job of taking care of her, and he needs to be more thoughtful towards her, right? And he's like, you know, if you decide to go with me, it's going to be the best decision that you've ever made. Pick, he doesn't say it like that, but he basically says it in a very like respectful
way. Pick the winning team, baby girl.
He's like, I know it's difficult for me to prove this to you right now, but I promise you, like, I'm the right choice.
Mm-hmm. I won't murder you. And that's when a robot should, like, this, just the something should have flown through the sky and it says, he won't murder you. Just something. And because here's the thing, he's like, I'm the best choice, because if he slipped up and said, I would never murder you, you're like,
that's how we find.
All right. And then how do you know I got murdered? Like, what if that was the reveal?
Could you imagine?
And be like, I think I need to file a complaint. I think I need to talk. Who's our HR? Fine homeboy. Let me call Fine homeboy. Where's your grandpa? I need to file a complaint.
It's just crazy. And then
she tells him she has a boyfriend, right? Which he already knows. The motherfucker works at the job.
Exactly. And then she has a little voiceover. She's like, can I trust again? Which is kind of like so sad. She's like, can I trust again? Can I start over?
That's what we
She's like, I know he's a good person, but is it possible for me to trust again? Find love?
We are all asking ourselves the every same day. Thing. Every time you meet some man, you're like, is this another demon in a shirt?
Yes. Is this.
Every time you meet a man, you're like, is this the weapon of my demise?
You're looking for the patterns. You're like, are you?
Right.
Are you a Chinu?
Right. Are you a Chinu? Like, how
are
do
you
I?
A Saja boy?
Listen. Or are you a Quima? Like, it's like, just tell me if you're Quima. I'll understand.
Yeah.
But that's always the question is yes. It, can you trust again? And that makes sense because her last relationship ended in her death.
He literally killed her. Okay.
They take separate cabs, which is very cute because his cab is following behind her car. Did you notice? He's like, I'm not even going to get in your cab. I'm going to get in a whole other cab.
Yeah.
While Soomin and Minhwan were in the same cab.
Yeah.
And that's how he almost gets to go upstairs.
Exactly. So this is, again, Darcy Neem is hyper respectful. He understands that the situation's all weird. He just confessed to her. So he wants to respect her. Like he wants to give her a chance to process everything. Because this all happened just rather quickly in one night. And then he fainted. And then they went to the hospital.
So
it's a lot.
She saw Eunho. Then Minhwan grabbed her and hemmed her up. Then Chi-hawk hemmed him up.
Yeah.
Then she walks him home. He walks her home. He passes out. They go to the hospital, get every test known to man.
And then
he's like, I like you.
Yeah.
And now they're in separate cars.
Right.
And it's like sometimes in a TV show, you're like, man, this is one crazy night.
It is. So the next day, Chi-hawk doesn't sleep. Chi-hwan doesn't sleep. You see them at their apartments, right? Mm-hmm. Chi-hawk literally this. I was like, oh my God. He's just sitting in his like kitchen table like this. Mm-hmm. He spent the entire night like that. Chi-hwan at least went to bed, but she wakes up being like, oh my God, I didn't get a wink, right?
The other two.
They both get ready. And then.
That off the shoulder suit.
Okay. So I just want to say. There was an article that I remember watching when this was going live, when this was airing at the same time. Korean netizens were really annoyed with her wardrobe because they felt like it wasn't work appropriate.
It wasn't.
So I think in the last episode, she had like a very respectable blouse, a beautiful blouse.
Well, it was like that high, it was like that big lapel.
Elegant.
And then it was like that tube top dress. And I was just like, this makes sense because you can't wear, as someone who had to invest in various shrugs.
Yes, because you can't show.
Because yeah. I couldn't wear it. Because like some jobs, you can't wear a dress like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because who knew that men were so enthralled by shoulders?
But also in high school, in school, I had an off the shoulder shirt. Mm-hmm. And my teacher's like, you can't show your shoulder. And I'm like, okay. So I had to like wear a jacket.
I remember having like the little tube tops.
Because that was all the craze when we were younger.
And so you had to have all these different shrugs and everything.
Yeah.
And I remember going, who the f*** is thinking about shoulders? And then I remember in my AP
literature class. I mean, we look at shoulders.
Because I'm a man. And I remember my AP literature class, this guy had wrote this. It was like a poem from this man had written a poem like from the 50s. And he was talking about how there's a white man talking about a white lady. And we're talking about how her shoulders look like two scoops of vanilla ice cream. And I was just like,
ew.
If she was managing bottle girls at a club, that outfit is perfect. She looks like, it looks like evening entertainment management is what that outfit looked like. Also, I was like, oh, that's where Rainbow got this shirt from. Like it was a peplum long sleeve. Off the show, like no show, and I'm like, what is happening? So when she, I was like, she can't wear this to work.
She sure did. And then, so
the netizens are wild, but in this particular instance,
you get
this was not a pro. Send her to HR. Where's Green Sleeves yelling at her now?
No, he likes it.
Of course Remember? He does.
He's like, oh, he likes it when women just sit there and like be, they need to be sexy at work because they need to be his eye candy.
Ugh, I know he's unsuccessful and an idiot.
So she's going to work, but then Eunho, again, mm-hmm. eager little beaver, drops off coffee for her, which is so sweet. And then we, of course, see Chi-hyuk in the corner. Peering and spying.
He can also make coffee.
I love it how Chi-hyuk just sees this like emo jealous Chi-hyuk. He's like peering in the corner.
Is it jealousy or is it longing?
I don't even know. It's a lot though, but what it cracks me up. Longing is, you know, jealousy is like, ugh. But longing is like, oh.
Yeah, I think it's a huh. Because jealousy we don't like. Because jealousy gets women killed. But a longing is like,
jealousy is mean one.
Yes.
Mean one is jealousy.
That, and it
Darcy
gets you killed.
Is longing. Darcy yes. is like worry, longing.
Because he's like, he can get her coffee, he can get her wine, but I can get her promoted.
And I can save her from death.
I can save her because Eunho wasn't judo flipping nobody in a playground.
Eunho is making coffee and cakes and like getting wine.
Okay. He's a food dude.
He's a food
dude. You got to have a food dude.
Okay. So then they go to work and Chi-hyuk is a mess. Chi-hyuk looks like a mess. Hee-on pings everyone and she's like, yo, Chi-hyuk, our 부장님 is in a badass mood. So everyone needs to stay away, right?
On a real sister vibe.
Right. And then Soo-min walks in and she's all like, hey, good morning, everyone. And you're like, shut the f*** up.
I love how
f***ing hate her.
Hee-on. Every time she pops up, she rolls her eyes.
Yeah.
Every time she pops up, she's like, this bitch.
Yeah, she's like, shut the f***
And I love a this bitch because if I worked with Hee-on, and I don't know if this is one of my favorite things in Blackdom, is when you know your friend does not like someone. And you go, girl, I saw your friend yesterday. Because one of my white friends in college did not like this one girl. And I was like, I saw your friend yesterday. She's like, she's not my friend. I was like, we talked about this. I know the bitch is not your friend. And so I'm calling your friend.
But it's a joke.
I was like, I'm letting you know I saw the bitch. I know you don't like her. She's not my friend. Why do you keep saying that? Because she's not your friend. Listen, if you're going to have black friends, you're going to have to know all of the shit. So every time I see the girl, I'm going to go, oh, I saw your friend yesterday. And you have to acknowledge the fact that that's what we're doing, okay? You the one that wanted a black friend, so now you got to learn the shit.
You gotta go along with
it. Check your notes. I told you more than once that if I see that bitch, I'm gonna be like, I saw your friend. She's like, okay. So next time I was like, I saw your friend yesterday. She said, the one I don't like. And I was like, yes. She because learned. If it's someone that you do like, I will say their name. She's like, okay.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Min-hwan comes in. He is pouting. He is
again
throwing a fit. This bitch, trash ass, throwing a fit. And he goes on a smoke break.
Again, no one's working.
No one's working. Everyone just comes into work and he goes up to the roof and he's smoking away. And he says this f***ing line. This is why women need to be stomped on every 3 days. Yo.
But with what we learn about him and his mother's relationship, how is this even something he is saying? You see what I'm saying? Like with his mother being such, that's why I'm like, first of all, the fuck
stomped on.
I was like, let me just make sure that this translation stomped on about women being, and I've heard men talk about like disciplining women, and so that's why Ji-hyuk comes up and honestly this was my grow up moment because he says to the boyfriend, right, he said, one, there's a dating ban at UNK, and Min-hwan was like, this is an outdated thing, you can't enforce this. And it's like, you're talking to your boss. He can enforce it. Also, you don't know who Halapuchi is. Second, when a woman dates a boy instead of a man, she becomes unhappy.
Yo, that line. That line.
Because there's a lot of males in the world. Mm-hmm. But we don't always meet men.
No, we right? meet boys. Yeah.
Because it's like.
This line is fucking.
It's amazing. Because as someone who's met Morris Chestnut and various other men, I'm just like, when did the factory close? When did the factory close? Because I honestly, this girl was like, she's going to start using the word male in the way that men use female.
Oh, this.
We know these males out here. I'm not saying men. I'm not saying boys. I'm saying males, right? And so when a woman dates a boy instead of a man, she becomes unhappy. I like Jiwon. You should break up with her. And then he asks him what time it is. And then chicken wings the man. Totally hemmed him up. Totally hemmed him up. And he makes him promise that he'll never hurt Jiwon again.
It is, again, Darcy Neem. I love this character. Clearly written by a female.
Yes.
Clearly written by a woman. Because he's out here
flipping dudes.
The lines just.
The lines flipping this man. Because I'll tell you what.
When a man dates a boy instead of a man, she becomes unhappy.
And ain't I can that tell the you,
truth?
Unhappiness. Happiness, but in the words, because people are like, oh, it's like, should he have done that? Should he have done that? In the words of Drita DeVanzo, people like to say violence is not the answer, but it is.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes, because you have to look at the language that Minwon speaks. He speaks jealousy.
He literally said that women need to be stomped on.
Well, then what happens is this man came and stomped on you. Yes. So Jiwon could have came up and tried to have a perfectly decent conversation. And what was Minwon going to do? He was going to get aggressive. Mm-hmm. He was going to get loud.
And put that on Jiwon.
Right. Because at the same time, this is still... Pujanim, this is still his boss. Mm-hmm. But who is his subordinate?
Exactly. So he was going to take it out on her. Mm-hmm. So Chiok, knowing that, mm-hmm. does the whole like, you know.
Hey, bro, this ain't what it is.
Yeah.
I will tie you up like pretzels. Please stop playing with me. Uh-huh. And so he's like, you have to promise not to hurt her again. And while he's in the middle of being hurt, I'm going to make you promise not to hurt Jiwon. Mm-hmm. Because I need your body to get a memory. I need you to know the idea of hurting her is going to hurt you.
Yep.
And that's how you know for a fact that a woman wrote this.
And you know it works because right after, Jiwon finds Minwon. Mm-hmm. And she's like, how is the rest of your night? Which is funny. And I mean, he flashed back and he remembers, you know, the shenanigans with Soobin, but he doesn't say anything.
A cheek kiss, he melts.
All of that. But then Minwon asks her if she's okay from yesterday, mm-hmm. right? And he also tells her that she should know that he isn't a violent person.
And then she gets a flash of getting murdered.
But it's interesting because, again, he's saying all these things because now he is concerned about what Jiok had told her. Because
he was like, I'm not a violent person the way Jiok is trying to say that I'm a violent person.
So it's working. So he lets everything go, which makes Jiwon suspicious, right? Because normally, violent Minwon would have flipped a shit.
Right.
But he's not because, again, he's scared.
Yeah.
He's scared of Jiok.
Right.
And he's understanding. So she's like, oh, something must have happened.
Right.
So she's thinking, he and Soomin, something happened between them because there's no way that this person would be reacting in this way. Because not knowing the Jiwon stuff happened.
Right, because why would she think that Jiwon did something? And that's why that was my girl what moment was Jiwon being like, I like her, and then chicken winging that man.
I know. That's great.
Because honestly, that's what he needs. It's nothing like seeing a bad person or an abusive person get their comeuppance.
Yeah.
As people likes to say.
Yeah. So they go back down. And of course, no one's working because it's already lunchtime. Greensleeves comes up to Jiwon and he's like, hey, we're going to go to lunch. You're going to go to lunch with me
and Yangdaeri, right? Mm-hmm. Yangdaeri Achuran, right?
Yeah, manager Yang.
Right. So then Soomin and meanwhile, Soomin pouts. She's like, oh, I wanted to get, she wanted to get lunch with Jiwon. And she's like, well, I'll just like, I don't need to get lunch. I'll just like, you know.
I'll drink coffee.
Yeah, I'll drink coffee. And then Jiwon being smart, she's like, actually, meanwhile, why don't you take Soomin out and treat her? It's on me, guys. So she gives them her credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And these fucking ding-dongs actually get excited.
Of course they will.
They go to a steak, an expensive steak restaurant. This was my girl what moment, is the fact that they sat there using Chiwon's credit card, bought steaks, ordered wine, and they're going on a date. Like, they're so like,
they spent 340,000 won. $250. Also, just to go somewhere and spend
just like for $250.
Lunch. I mean, listen, have
it's
I been
like the gall? Like, it's like you're using someone else's credit card. What would you even like? What like?
But these are, you're already dealing with users. You're already deal. He was stealing from her and had to sell stock to pay her back.
That's true. That's
he was
true.
Taking out loans in her name.
That's true.
And then all Soomin wants to do is just be taken care of.
Oh, and then she's sitting there and she's like, Miran's actually a good catch. He's smart. Mm-hmm. He's employed at a conglomerate. He's really dateable. So she's like thinking all these things. So she's just plotting. She's plotting because she's like, he's actually a good catch. I kind of want to take him, you know? And then this part just like grossed me out so much.
Listen, when they're trying to figure out the wine.
And oh my God. When he's swishing.
And he was like, that last one, the fruity one.
Oh, and then he swishes it around his mouth.
And they're both asking each other, like, if you slept well the night before.
And they did. They all both passed out, but they lied. They're like, oh, no, I couldn't. But they, like, you remember? Like, they actually, Chiyok and Jiwon didn't sleep. But those other two, they slept. They slept well.
No one rests more. When they say no rest for the wicked, that's not true. The most wicked people I know get a lot of sleep. Get a lot of sleep. Also, the wine glasses were huge.
I'm like, good.
Pour it wasn't girl what. It was girl what? Like, them glasses.
I'm kind of craving a little wine.
But are them glasses big or they head small?
I think that's small heads. I do. They're Korean actors. They have small heads.
These must be the teeniest or they're just
do
like.
Do you know in Korea, they're obsessed with small faces? They're always like, oh, she has the size of a, her face is the size of a fist. Like, they're obsessed with
small. But what about your
faces.
Whole skull?
Doesn't matter. You just want a small face.
But that's how I think Michael B. Jordan looks.
Hmm?
That's how I think Michael B. Jordan looks, where, like, his whole face is right here.
Maybe he has a small face. Maybe if he had the wine glass, he would just look like that. Michael B. Jordan.
Oh,
Michael B. Jordan's a good look. He's charismatic.
I think Aldous Hodge is handsome.
Oh, by the way, we saw F1.
Oh.
It was delightful.
Is that the one with the Damson Idris?
Yes.
Oh, that young man?
Oh.
You know why I can't take him in?
Brad Pitt also. Listen, Brad Pitt, we all know Brad Pitt is Brad Pitt, but my God, he, like, Thomas was like, he's just like good at playing Brad Pitt, and he's just so charismatic.
Like, George Clooney was good at playing George Clooney.
Just everything about that movie, but Damson, right? Damson Idris is his name?
It's like Idris Elba, the same word.
Yeah, he is going to, I have high hopes for him. He was lovely.
Apparently he's from Peckham. Another actor's from Peckham.
Peckham.
I guess Peckham be making these actors because the young man did well.
This week's segment,
I
decided that we're going to talk about our writers. So the screenwriter's name is Shin Yudam. Mm-hmm. She's also she started out as a web novelist. So okay. She did these like web novels. And then through that, she ended up creating web dramas. So like these dramas that were like released online first,
mm-hmm.
but they had stars, like big stars. Her first one that she did was called High and Crush in 2015. And Chung Il-woo was in it and Jin Se-yeon. two actors, and that was like a co-production with China, and it did really, really well in China. And then there was another funny rom-com that they did that she wrote called Go Starry Night, like Van Gogh's Starry Night, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. This one was a drama with this girl named Yudi from this girl group called Girls' Generation. She was in it.
I know Girls' Generation.
Yeah, Girls' Generation. Kim Yong-gwang is another actor who was in it. He's really good looking. I think you would recognize him. Super cute. And then another guy named Lee Ji-hoon was also in it. But then she made a dramatic pivot. She released a drama called Awaken, and it is a thriller. I want to watch this. It's known for pacing, structure, and suspense. Other things about this writer, which is interesting. She was an engineer. She studied engineering, which I think is fucking fascinating.
Well, because it makes sense why she's good with the pacing.
That's what I'm saying. So she loves structure, logic, and she plans everything.
Yeah.
So in her writer's room, what's so funny is like she feels like she needs to be, because she has a logical brain, she has to force herself to inject emotion into her scripts. So yeah. So, and then I actually got this from this very interesting, I found a Korean magazine article, which was really cool. It's called like it's like a magazine for screenwriters.
Oh,
it was kind of cool. So it was from this interview, and she says her assistant writers literally beg her not to go too far with the romance lies, because she feels like, so the writers on her team feel like she's really extra, but then she feels, because she's more logical and she's like coming at it in a very like structured way, she feels like she needs to be extra in the emotion.
Oh, she's trying to make up for what she thinks is lacking.
Exactly. She's like, if someone's going to be evil, let them be fully evil. Yes. I get bored with halfway villains.
Listen, I love maximalism. I'm glad that we are using this word, because we've used minimalist for so long.
Yeah. There was another article that I found where they interviewed her and the director, and they talked about international fans and how people loved it. So the director thinks the reason why people were so enamored by the show is because the theme itself is, did I make the right choice, right? Yes. Marriage is something that happens everywhere, everyone understands. So he feels like that's the reason why it struck a chord globally. And then he also says that it was really interesting to see like all the actors, as soon as it went on Amazon, their followers on Instagram just like skyrocketed. So everyone was so happy that this was such a global hit. And then the writer, Shin Yu-dam, basically says, she's like, the global reaction surprised me the most. In the end, people are people, regardless of culture. The worries, anger, and desires are often the same. What sticks with me is a comment from my cousin. He's an engineering guy who used to cringe at K-dramas. He said, quote, "Wow, foreigners really love K-dramas," end quote.
Classy. Classy.
Yeah, but it's cool though, right? But yeah, I want to watch her other stuff, because I think if it's as well written and as well paced as Marry My Husband, I bet it's super entertaining. It has to be.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we are going out to this very nice sushi place. He comes in, and first of all, he's wiping his face because there's a towel.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, I hated this part so much.
There's a towel. He wipes his face and his armpits.
Which he doesn't even have. He's like, he wipes it through his clothes. On his shirt.
It's like he keeps showing us example after example of him having absolutely no class.
He has zero class.
And then he's like
super like mushiket. That's a Korean word for like kind of ignorant. How would you, like, mushike means kind of like uncouth.
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 Gutter, alley.
Kind of ignorant, dumb, backwards almost. He's so mushike. Like, he is the perfect
one of my friends term. Would call this a Bama, is what.
Yeah.
Back home, I think we call it a Bama.
And he and Minwon do this. Like, when they're eating, and I know your mom, like, notice this. It is. I mean, they
there's
do
so
it
much
so much
licking
more.
Of fingers.
He licks fingers. He's smacking. He's swishing. Like all these things.
But also, doesn't he talk about like putting his sushi in the hot sauce as opposed to putting it in the soy sauce?
Right. That's a very Korean thing to do if you use the chojang.
Yeah.
Because I actually do that with like white fish. Like I have a weird thing for my white fish. I'm eating Korean sashimi that I would put the white fish in my chojang, and then for everything else, I use soy sauce. But the way he's eating it, oh, and the way he's like, you know, I mean, he's actually true. He's like, you're supposed to eat, you know, nigiri, like sushi with your hands, technically. In Japan, that's what they do. So he's like telling her that. And she's just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but also, I don't want fish all over my hand.
Also, like,
I have to go back to work.
Also, I'm going to eat my, and they only do that when it's getting served, like directly. If you're sitting at the bar, if you're getting like omakase or something.
Yeah.
What they do is like, the sushi chef will like give you the fish on a plate in front and you grab it and you eat it with your hand.
Okay.
That makes sense. But I don't think anyways, but.
So he's, I love it's always him trying to, I can say, and I've said this before and I've said this about comics and I'll say this about anybody. The people that are doing the least have the most to say about it. And he is doing the least. And yeah. So he's telling Jiwon that they're going to make changes to her idea. Mm-hmm. But she, you know, because she pushes back on me and it's like, no, this is my idea. But it's making her like look like she's being like combative. Mm-hmm. And then that gives him the place to be like, where I'm kicking you off of the project.
Right. So basically we find out. So what he says to her is, he's going to take her idea, mm-hmm. but he wants to change it. Because the whole point of the plan, right, the whole meal kit idea is she wants to go to mom and pop restaurants that are really popular, mm-hmm. get recipes from those companies and create these meal kits, right?
Right.
So he's saying, I like the idea, but what I want to do is I kind of want to switch it up. He's like, I want to get an endorsement from a major chef mm-hmm. to do it. And she's like, but that's not the point of this project. So that's when right. she pushes back and he's like, he knows she's going to push back. So that's when he says, you know what? I don't think I could work with you. I don't think I could work with you. You're off the project.
Right.
Right. So she gets kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
But then we go back and then it's Chudan. So Chiwon leaves.
Mm-hmm. Because she got kicked off her own project.
Then he tells Chudan that, oh, he's actually not going to go with the top chef. He's going to stick with Chiwon's plan. Mm-hmm. The only reason he said that was because he needed her off the project because there's only a couple people. There's only room for like three people to get credit on the project. And he needs to give the credit to dictator director, right?
The one who keeps smacking people in the forehead.
Right. So he's like, oh, it was like my plan. So Chudan is shocked. She's like, so you did this all on purpose? And he's like, yep.
Which is crazy because if he goes through all of this to get a plan, he could have just been reading her proposals.
Director dictator's office, okay? He's talking to Ji-hyuk and he's telling Ji-hyuk about Greensleeve's meal kit idea.
And she knows all about the meal kit idea. He knows who wrote the meal kit idea. And he looks down at that paperwork. And guess whose name he don't see? Mm-hmm, his baby mm-hmm, boo, mm-hmm, Jiwon. Mm-hmm. He doesn't see his girl. And he knows, okay, old boy, Greensleeves, done stole Jiwon's idea.
Right. And then.
And then served it up to dictator director. Uh-huh. Put old boy's name on it. He's like, all you got to do is approve it.
Right. And then dictator director also tells Ji-hyuk that Greensleeves is his relative. And he's been working hard. Just hasn't had good luck. But he should get promoted. Eventually.
Just because he's a man of age.
God. Okay. So then Ji-hyuk calls Jiwon and he's like, hey. Or he sees her and he's like, what's going on with your meal kit idea?
You good?
And Chiwon, because she wants to do this on her own, she's like, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Right?
I got this. Mm-hmm. And then he asked her to meet up, mm-hmm. but it's not a date, mm-hmm. but it's important.
Mm-hmm. He takes her to the gym.
Hi, y'all. Ji-hyuk's like, we got to teach, because the friends are trying to teach Jiwon how to fight. And chicken delivery guy recognizes her and is like, Nuna!
And then she's like, and then literally she looks like, do not say anything because it's psychotic. It's psychotic.
Oh,
because
he doesn't want her to know that he sent old boy.
He's been stalking her and sending the chicken delivery guy up and like,
but yeah. But still, what a great moment for him to like intervene. But also you wonder, how did he know to send? Because he saw Oh, I guess he didn't want them to hook up, huh? Or maybe
he has been stalking her since she's gotten back.
Because he got back the same day.
They got back the same day. He's been stalking her. So yeah, that's how he knows. But it's super cute because they're teaching her how to fight.
But I do love him. He was like, shut up.
I know. So they're teaching her how to fight. Mm-hmm. And Ji-won is trying to flip over the chicken guy.
Yeah.
And it's not working. And there she's like putting a lot more like, yeah, you know, like, be like, you know, you mm-hmm. got to like grunt and like do it.
Well, Ji-hyuk, like he teaches her like the philosophy, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like if you step on the mat, don't be half-hearted, yeah. right?
So if you're going to go into battle,
yes,
you got to be all in. So he's like prepping her. If you want revenge, you got to go all in.
Now that's the point of judo, is you're using your opponent's strength against them.
Yeah, which I thought that was really interesting. So
but when you see what happens...
She is.
But it's also, she's using his strength and his weakness
against him. So she's smart. Mm-hmm. So he's teaching her. He also says to her that sometimes it's easier to use a proxy to mm-hmm. get things her way, basically mm-hmm. giving himself up. But she's like, no, she's really determined to do this on her own, right?
But I like that he's taking the no.
Yes.
I like he asked her and she's like, no. Nope. And he's like, okay.
And then she's like, she gets angry at a certain point, right? She uses her anger. She channels her anger mm-hmm. to flip him over. And she flips him over, which is like exciting.
You think you could flip somebody over?
No, I don't. I mean, I think if you know these tricks, you can.
You just learn them.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure.
Mrs. Thomas, come here.
So you can do it. So he flips her.
Right.
So he flips her over. And then they both kind of land on their backs. She looks over at uh-huh. him and she kind of remembers it. Like she see a quick like flash
uh-huh.
of him, like a blurry vision of him.
With that right? bad haircut.
Yeah. And then the friends.
But yes. the oddest pat on the head.
It's so sweet.
It was sweet. We've all been
patting. It almost feels a little kind of like she's the Nuna. Like I feel like. A dongsaeng, like a younger guy.
Oh, not dongsaeng.
I don't think it's kind of funny. Like, I understand why he did it, but if I'm like a Nuna, if I knew that I'm the Nuna, I'd be like, I'd be like.
So if you knew, I'm trying to get comfortable, my legs falling asleep. So if you knew you were the Nuna, mm-hmm. you'd be like, hey, dongsaeng, get off me.
They'd be like, why are you patting my head, bitch?
Beat it, loser.
Yeah.
But it's also like a cute kind of like boy thing.
It's cute. I think it's cute. It's cute. He smiles. He touches her head. He says, good job. And then his friends are just like,
did you see how far back he jumped?
Mm-hmm. They're like, it's a little bit exaggerated. Like
he flew through the air to let her win. But honestly, it's like, again, if he's being a good, nice Darcy name, mm-hmm. then he is going to fly backwards like Superman, like a hummingbird. Mm-hmm. And he flew back. Because I was like, how many takes did they do?
I don't think it's probably her.
Oh, I don't think it's
She's
her.
She's 80 pounds.
She would have shattered like glass.
So, Ji-won uses this information, mm-hmm. these learnings, right?
Mm.
She goes back to work and she's like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out. I got to get my revenge. I got to plan this out. She's so smart. So she strategizes. She goes to Greensleeves and she says... She submits a revised proposal
mm-hmm.
and she apologizes. She's like, please forgive me. I would like to join. Like, I would like to be back on the project. He says he wants her to combine. He's like, I want you to go back and combine your revised proposal with the old one and resubmit it. And then he'll reconsider her joining the project, which is all lies, right? He's doing this because he wants to pump more ideas out of her, right? He still wants to use her.
But did he even read either
no,
one?
No, I don't think he's reading. He's
so
an idiot.
I don't think she just gave him another color and it's the same thing.
And then there's a random scene where Ji-won is walking with Sumi because they have to work on this project together, right?
Right, because Ji-won and, right. you know,
yes.
and sweet then, baby girl got kicked off of it.
Exactly. And then Soomin's just kind of like trying to suck up to Ji-won, right?
She's like, really grabs her by the arm and wants to be like mm-hmm. a dongsaeng, like a little cute little sister to her.
Yeah, yeah. So that's happening. And then they go back into the office and... Ji-won does not want to ask you know, chew on this, but she's like, hey, are you done with the proposal? Like, we need to resubmit it. Like, are you ready? Right. Mm-hmm. But then Juan says, I'm almost ready, but I have an idea. You guys should use director dictator in your marketing plan.
And why does she do that?
It's fucking crazy. This is one of the best things ever.
So if you remember, mm-hmm. when she remembers him, when Ji-hawk takes her to that meeting, uh-huh. after she's leaving,
yeah.
the high school reunion, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. she has a memory, mm-hmm. of Director Dictator, mm-hmm. Director Wong, hitting somebody in their head, mm-hmm. on an airplane.
Mm-hmm. And it goes viral. And he gets fired from the job.
Mm-hmm.
She's so smart.
So she's like, okay, he's going on a business trip. We got to figure this out. Mm-hmm. So Soo-min and Min-won, mm-hmm. join Ji-won in the office as she's working late trying to figure out the meal plan, marketing plan, right? Mm-hmm. And so Soo-min tells, you know, her eventually, you know, your hard work's going to pay off. While she's currently, well, her hard work of having to eat this food with this finger-licking menace, green sleeves, hasn't paying off. So Jin-sun says, like, oh, she's not okay with that. She wants to get rewarded for her work that she's doing now. And they look stunned, right? Because, mind you, they both pull up. They've got chicken.
They've got and they get chicken. It in Soo-min's favorite flavor. They don't even get her, like, f***ing Ji-won's flavor. They only get Soo-min's flavor.
So it's soy sauce. She's like, oh, your favorite flavor. And I didn't even notice that. It's so that it was, like, chicken. Soo-min's favorite flavor. And so she's like, I've got plans. I gotta go. But again, it's y'all eat together.
Mm-hmm. Build a memory, because basically she's like, ha, ha, ha. Hey, Min-won, Chi. Ji-won's just like, remember when we hung out last time and we had chicken in the office and we looked out the window like, and then Soo-min's getting all jealous. And basically Ji-won's like, you guys can do that. Why don't you guys do that tonight? You know?
You two, gaze out the office. Look at, I don't know, I'm sure the Han River somewhere. So, like, look out the window, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, cross your arms together. Maybe you can do, like, the piece of chicken, like, mm-hmm. the spaghetti on uh-huh. Lady and the Tramp. Uh-huh. Just do that. So, step one. Because now we got Ji-won's revenge plan.
I have to say, though, the fact that, like, at that point, there's Ji-won is looking to figure out when he's going on his business trip. Mm-hmm. And it's just available on the internet. And I'm just like, in what world, maybe in Korea they do this, but that kind of information isn't available on the intranet. Anyways.
First of all, when I got working in an office and found out they had an intranet, mm-hmm. I was like, I got to get out of offices. I got to get out of offices. It's helpful. Shit. Step one, to Ji-won's revenge.
So smart. First,
get Director Wong front and center as the face of the campaign. He needs to be the trusted expert so consumers would try the product, right?
This is honestly whoever, like, listen, the writers who came up with this, it's such a smart idea. So the you way, make this, like, lunatic,
mm-hmm.
the face of the product. You're sending him out, right?
Because they make he's him like doing, uncle, like an
he's,
uncle.
He's uncle. Everyone loves him. He's on variety shows. Mm-hmm. He's appearing in, like, every single thing, and everyone's obsessed with him. We're like, oh, he's such a kind guy.
Which is interesting because he's just an executive at a company.
Listen, you go in-house for talent. Like, they did it. So.
Perfect.
He's all over that, right? She knows when, like, the timing of when the outburst happens.
Right.
She's, like, scheduling it, right? Like, in her mind. So she times it where he is on the business trip, right?
I do want, but, like, I wonder, was this in the same time? Does his outburst happen? Because this is 2013, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Does his outburst happen in 2013 on the original timeline? Or is she speeding things up?
I don't remember. I don't recall whether they gave a time. I just remember her saying, oh, it's Director Dictator. This is before he got kicked out.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only part I remember. So they don't state a specific time.
So we were talking about, like, the causality of things and, yeah. like, Ji-hawk learning things and she's learning things. So it's just, like, he was already going to get kicked out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was already going to happen. Mm-hmm. But now she has to coordinate.
Create a situation where something similar would happen. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because he's already bopping people in the head.
Mm-hmm. He's already doing all of this. So before he goes on the trip, he has a meeting with Greensleeves, right? Mm-hmm. And Green, he's like so excited. He's like, how did you come up with this great idea? Like, did you come up with the idea to make me the spokesperson? Of course, Greensleeves like lies. Like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, it was all my idea. It's all my idea, you know.
When in fact, it was Chiwon's idea. Right.
So he's on the plane. Mm-hmm. Chiwon is so smart because she decides to call him at that moment on his cell phone. Mm-hmm. To kind of egg him on, to get him,
because you know you get all of someone's personal information, where they went to high school, where the children are.
I guess on the intranet you can get numbers. If you list your number on the intranet, you can get a cell phone.
Right.
So she calls him, and he's already pissed. He's like, "Oh, how dare you call me?"
Because she's like, "They stole my idea. Greensleeves takes credit," and she's like, "Nope." Claiming it was her project and she's going to file a complaint.
Yeah. And right now, he's already kind of moody when he comes into the plane, right?
We don't know why.
He is being very, very rude to the flight attendant, okay? Oh, he was upset because he gets there and he notices he's sitting next to someone. He wants to be in his little own pod, but he has to share his pod. So he's berating the flight attendant about the seat. She's like, but that's the seat you were assigned. Like, when you did the booking, this is what you assigned.
Like, who bought this seat? You should have bought two seats.
Exactly. So then she's like, let me see what we can do. But because he was doing this, you already have the other passengers recording a video. Because
now
right?
you're yelling that someone's right. sitting next to you.
He gets the call from Chiwon, right? Then he gets off the phone with her, but then he calls Greensleeves.
Mind you, he's yelling.
He's screaming. So he's saying all this stuff. He was like, who's Kang Joon? Why is this woman saying that we stole her project idea? She's saying all of this. So he's basically like,
telling himself.
Leaking Terrence. All the information out.
Yes.
In public because he's getting recorded and he is screaming. And at one point,
he's screaming her name.
This is the crazy part. He tells her, he tells him to tear her into pieces.
Yep.
It's a very aggressive way of saying it in Korean. Jija chugyo. Like, jija chugyo literally means like rip and kill. Rip into pieces and kill. Jija chugire. Like, he wants her to be torn into pieces and killed, okay?
And then he keeps hitting berating everyone. The flight attendant. So he hits the girl first, and then he starts hitting the guy. He's like, sir, you know, you can't be doing all of this. Because it was like, oh, I'll educate her. It's just like, so he comes up, first of all, apologizes when he did nothing wrong. He gets hemmed up by the cops.
He right? gets lit. Yeah. So
he gets fired. Mm-hmm. The meal project's tanks. They're like, we're going to have to destroy all of these meal kits.
It's a PR disaster PR for that company.
Disaster. Then Jiwon's name is everywhere. Everywhere to the point where it's like being on the show circled in red. Kang Jiwon. Pop, pop, pop. Like TMZ pops up. And it's like, and it said that they stole her idea because he confesses to stealing their idea and then rip her to pieces. Jiwon's using this moment that was going to happen anyway.
She's so smart.
It was going to happen.
Smartest.
Because there's no way
of
using someone's weakness against them.
Yeah.
I can tell you, Ji-hawk could have never come up with this. He could have never given her anything. If she turned around and was like, yeah, help me.
It would have been a very traditional way of life.
Very traditional. Very give her idea back. Very much pulling his sleeves off and maybe bopping him in the head with him. But it would not have been a public takedown.
A public takedown. A spectacle.
Spectacle.
It is wild. And she got it to the point where it's so smart. She made sure that a Soomin couldn't come back and ask for the project to go back to her. Do you know what I mean? Mm. She made it so that the project is absolutely
untouchable.
Untouchable. Because at this point, they had to destroy everything, right? And her name. But her name is in public record. Like, it is in public record that she. That it was her idea.
And it
so
was
there's no way,
from her.
Right. And there's no way now at this point that Soomin can take it back. Because easily, if it wasn't like a big spectacle like this, There's no way of proving fully that it was Chiwon's idea, right? So unless she did something like this where it's like, you can't get away with it now because everyone knows. You know what I mean?
The whole, and if anybody remembers something, it's a netizen.
Yes, it's very true. So it was so smart. So my favorite scene. Chiwon is celebrating. She's on the roof. She's listening to a BTS track called No More Dream. And it's from like their first album, I think, in like 2013. Okay. Fun fact.
Yes.
I was listening to it and I was just like, why does this sound so familiar? This song, and I don't know if people are going to get this, but you remember that K-pop original, like OG K-pop group I told you about? I was talked about earlier, K-pop.
What, Deuce?
Demon Hunters, not Deuce, not Deuce.
That's my nickname. That's why I remember it. Yes.
Seotaeju either. Seotaejian Boys.
Okay.
So there's a track called Come Back Home. So the opening of No More Dream, it's like a bass line. It's very, very similar to Come Back Home. So I was, when I was listening to it, I was like, why does this song sound so familiar? And I put two and two together. So anyways, that's my little fun fact. You think they
sampled it?
Yeah. So I don't think it was a sample. I think it was like inspired.
Similar.
Okay. But she's at the roof listening. Chia comes to her, joins her, and he's like.
That roof also scares the shit out of me.
It's a very high roof.
Not only is it high, the railings don't feel like enough railing.
It's pretty high. So he tells her that dictator director is fired.
Hallelujah. Right?
Green Sleeves is being disciplined.
Look at Jesus.
He should also get fired too, but whatever. We can't fire him because we need the...
He's a subordinate. Yeah,
we need the antagonist there. And then he's like, good job. Great job. You did great, right?
God bless.
So she's like, oh, thank you. And then she drops the phone. Oh, my God. I love this. She drops the phone. And then he picks up and he looks at it. He goes, oh, BTS. And he's like, great choice. And she's like, yeah, like, but, you know, in a right now in my I really want to play like Dynamite, but I can't find it anywhere. And he's like, oh, Dynamite's pretty good. He's like, but I really like Spring Day. And then.
What I love, because as someone who doesn't know all of BTS's catalog.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is perfect. Because the silence, and so I learned.
Well, they like, they lock eyes, right? Because so they like look at each other. They're like.
Well, that's when I realized as the viewer, oh, those must be current songs.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because you, yeah, because you're not a fan. Right away, I screamed. I can't believe, I was like, Dynamite. And I knew right away. I was like, oh my God.
So you knew in that moment because you knew the song
when
names.
When she said Dynamite, I'm like, oh, and then he goes Spring Day. Spring Day is my favorite BTS song. I was like, oh my God.
But you knew by the song. I knew by the next moment.
Okay. So the next thing. So when they get,
so when they get quiet, I was like, oh shit. Those must be current songs.
Yes.
Because they got quiet. So you knew because of the songs. I knew because of the actors.
Which is crazy. And then they're staring at each other and she goes Spring Day and he goes Dynamite. And then the needle drop of Dynamite plays.
Which I know that song. I just so didn't know what it came
from. Good. And then there is a in card, right, that says Dynamite by BTS came out in 2020. And then they start playing Spring Day and they have an in card. Spring Day came out in 2017. And then it ends to or cuts to currently July 10th, 2013. In the fucking episode, legendary scene, I'm obsessed. That was, I screamed. When I saw that, this drama, oh my God. I think all of us collectively screamed.
Also, she's only been back since April.
April, May, June, July. It's been 3 months.
And she has,
man, they're moving quick.
She is tearing shit up. She done got a makeover. She's trying to get these two dummies together. She has taken down Director Wong. She's destroyed Green Sleeves. Like, she is just, she set the world on fire.
It's honestly, though, whoever came up with this idea for this reveal, it's so, so clever and good.
I honestly can say, one, I did not see this as a reveal. Two, this is the most fun.
Ugh.
That the reveal could be. Also, it was the sweetest way to have the reveal because they were talking about things that make them happy and songs that they love. And they're talking about their favorite K-pop songs. And then that's how they realize, oh shit, wait a minute. So now we're all the Spider-Man meme. Final thoughts, right?
Yeah.
So the bigger clown this episode, Soomin, Minwon, or manager Green Sleeves. I would throw in director dictator into the mix.
That's true. So who do you think? Who is your biggest clown of the episode?
Director dictator. Obviously, he is bopping people on the head like little bunny Foo Foo hopping through the forest. Picking up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad too. Again, we talked about pacing, but I'm so glad that they are, because I think in a traditional or a typical K-drama, mm-hmm. this thing would have been freaking.
This is episode 12. Episode 15.
It would have been episode 12, 15, and we would just be like watching and it would be stretched out like, so please, much. You're just like, please, I just need to find out.
Please.
But I love that everything is out in the open. Everything's out in the open. Chiyuk also, I love Chiyuk telling Chiwon that he likes her. Because that too, in a traditional drama, would be stretched out to like episode like 8 or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he says it right away. He's like, yeah, I like you.
I like you.
And
a lot.
Then also the Hyun reveal, the sister reveal, that would also be stretched out if it was a typical drama.
We would
drama.
Keep getting, so traditionally, we would keep getting hints. We already know that they're supposed to. So we would, again, see just her like, more yeah. with the grandpa.
Breadcrumbs. Yep.
So breadcrumbs, but we would have kept seeing things that, so we'll see them, prime example, we would have seen them getting dinner. Right, and they're laughing and joking,
and then, or she are, and then like Chiwon happens to be in the corner,
right? Or she's
or
walking,
like she walks by and she sees them, and she's like,
oh, and then God. Grandpa's there, so now she's thinking, oh my God, she's meeting his father, da 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 da, and it's their grandpa,
yeah.
So yeah, this I'm so happy that we're not getting the regular stretching of a plot that you get. In a regular K-drama, but I think we're not getting that because there's such a huge revenge is already such a huge theme mm-hmm. that you don't need these other things getting in the way. All you need is something fueling the revenge plot.
Yeah.
So them finding out, so Eun-ho finding out that, you know, Eun-ho showing up and then her getting the letter. And so she's learning more about Soomin. And so she's learning more about what happened to her growing up. And so she can use this to fuel her revenge. But also as the audience, you're seeing more of the ways that Soomin was awful to her. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing, so it's like you're fueling. So it's like, it's giving me permission to be more on Chiwon's side.
Yeah.
While she's going, while she, because the entire time, if you think about it, marry my husband, it's, he's going to kill his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be on board mm-hmm. with Minwon killing his wife. And we have to be on board with who that wife is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the things we're learning very early on
mm-hmm.
is giving us the things to let us go, okay, we are totally on board. Mm-hmm. With this bitch catching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Ji-hawk, we have to see things to let us know that he is not a fucking creep. And he mm-hmm. has loved this girl since he laid down in the park with her
mm-hmm.
in 2005. And he's been protecting her the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So again, yeah. it's the laying in the park. And then it's, you know, oh, people can tell the earrings are fake. You thought he was being judgmental against your friend when he was trying to do little things to help you.
Yeah.
So we needed all of this fuel. So if they'd have waited that long, honestly, I think if they'd have waited longer, people would have stopped watching the drama.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. again, that's why she was saying that the pacing was so important for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's a wrap.
Hey.
So we're going to be back next Wednesday to recap episode 7.
Ta-da!
Oh my God, we're already on 7, which is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Well.
Yeah,
doing well.
Episode 7 of Marry My Husband. So please be sure to check us out again. Mm-hmm. Check us out on the socials. You guys got it. We're on the Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We are everywhere. Check us out on Spotify. Check us out on Apple.
Subscribe to the YouTube. We have 10,000 followers.
Not on YouTube.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we have 10,000 followers mm-hmm. on Instagram mm-hmm. and we're close to 10,000 on the Tiki Talkies.
Yep.
So if y'all could go subscribe to our YouTubes.
I know our YouTube is around 2,500. There'll probably be more by the time this airs. But yes.
I'm excited.
We'll see you next week.
Sarange.
Chasing K-Dramas is hosted and executive produced by Dulce Sloan and me, Chrissy Choi. I edit the audio and video, and our production is led by Thomas Yuen from TY Media and Go Get 'Em Productions. Our artwork is designed by Yice Cream. We're an indie podcast, and we're always looking for fun partnerships. If you're a brand that's interested in sponsoring our chases, or for your fan who just wants to stay in touch, please check out our website at chasingkdramas.com.